Good evening, and what a long week it has been, with many a thing going on this week that we're about to tell you about. I am one of your hosts this evening, Dick Chafing, and joining me in this studio so cramped and humid that it makes my butt cheeks squeak every time I move is...
the wonderfully aerated Rudolf Hacker.
In tonight's headlines... Rat attack as Brat Pack attack Rat Shack.
Nurse Wyeth bandages wounded systems with war-winning wings.
Noob Boob as the riverboat sinks his rep.
Cold custody from the Iceman in LP.
Pirate raids leave commanders mugless and at risk of mods. With the resurgence of black markets throughout the galaxy, dodgy traders hiding in every corner and crevice of every system, nothing is sacrosanct. Nothing is sacred anymore. These dodgy dealers are content to do trade their dodgiest wares to the most dastardly pilots in the galaxy from any station. The most secure Imperial Orbis rings, the most secure Federal Coriolis, even the furthest and most ridiculous outpost in the galaxy. They ply their trade. It's here that the saltiest, the most controversial, the picked on as a youngster and now spreading the hate elsewhere types have found an outlet. They've UA-bombed the fuel rats. They've alien-probed the most friendly group in the galaxy, the rescue team that has Flossie in their number, and even she's not the most awesome of the team, hard as that is to accept. They've crossed the line, which is why Hutton uncrossed it. The Brat Pack with their salty crap smack crack won't bring the rats off track with, along with nearly everyone else in the galaxy, Hutton have been hard at work glopping meta alloy paste over everything and preventing the probing getting too messy. Which is why we're glad to see Brat Pack pack up and rack off.
Nurse Wyeth, regular visitor to Hutton Orbital during times of mods, whenever everybody has a sniffle, and of course, the purveyor of the powder that stops the itching and the cream that provides blessed relief, launched an appeal this week. Unbeknownst to everyone, she is in fact the ruler of a collection of systems way out in the wings of the bubble, on her own, with no help. She is the lady with the lamp. In fact, she is the lady with the lump. Hammer. In keeping with her hippocampic oath, the Hippocratic Oath having been retired in the early 3300s, of make everyone feel better, don't crash into anything, and for everyone's sake remember where you left those forceps, she was a little worried that a local anarchy had muscled in on the piece and limboed under the limbic system and caused some damage. Twice in two news articles, Hutton charged to the rescue, bringing the Spartan and friends to the war. Whether it was his beam lasers or the sheer amount of flesh on show between the leather straps, we don't know. But the enemy promptly buggered off, scared, and the battle free are free once again to do Nurse Wyeth's bidding, which we understand involves neat corners on the beds, wire wool, and detox.
After last week's startling revelation that Commander Brett Roverboat, the biggest tosser of pizzas in the galaxy, was utterly incapable of running his own ship communication systems, we have a new candidate for the Cubicle 3 Noob Award. This commander took on a wing mission last week. He trucked food supplies to hungry truckers. He went above and beyond in the name of Hutton. He docked after the final load was delivered. He went to hit the button to get his credit for the work, and then realized that he was ineligible as a result of being connected to the station Wi-Fi, and therefore an utter scam artist of the highest order. Apparently, bigging yourself up to a station whilst you're delivering it is a no-no. You need to be halfway to Colonia before you can blow your own trumpet. Either that or have a good chiropractor on call.
Colonia might have Jax, Thane might have his Curlic, Cal Carver might have his mate Meg, but Alvin's gone one better. Hutton Space has been upgraded with our own cybernetically enhanced, water-cooled, ass-kicking cyborg, the Iceman. And what's more, he's been given his own system to look after. He arrived one day at LP 53281 with a few simple words for the owners.
I need your eagle, your flight suit, and your glasses.
And left, having taken over the system with a simple threat.
Hasta luego.
What ideas he took from the orthodox work, he has carried on, as the Grim Reaper, his Corvette, has been given the full body kit upgrade, and just so pirates see him coming, is painted in a fetching shade of fluorescent green. Not content with taking over the system, the Iceman has put his foot down and the boot in, and insisted he needs a Lilong Re discount superstore on hand for his next round of personal upgrades. It's just good luck that it's just what Hutton wants as well. So welcome the Iceman on board the team, and hope that given the heat around Hutton Space today, he's one low temperature diamond.
And finally this evening, there are rumors of mods inducting pirate hordes. That's mods inducting pirate hordes around Seoul. Yes, last weekend, ECM 3304, the premier conference of the Pilots Federation, was invaded by the saltiest dogs in the galaxy. Not only did some of them go for seconds before everyone had had their lunch, we have reports of a single Hutton mug and a commemorative item being kidnapped from the middle of the proceedings. The teams are scouring the CCTV footage. Suspects include three blokes clearly over 7 foot tall, one chap there with his wife who was giggling a lot, three likely suspects from Cambridge and a space commander or a space base commander on leave. If you've seen a missing Hutton mug, for the love of Alvin and in the vain hopes of preventing a mods outbreak, drop it anonymously at inickedthemugfromhutton.com. And by the way, I have the glass as well. And by the way, please don't get the boarding crew beat me up because they're dead scary and all that. And I'll get in deep trouble.com.